KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have mostly cloudy skies here in Atlantic. And at 65 degrees, we look for skies to become mostly sunny, and the winds will pick up as well. We'll have a high around 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, dish network, and satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street, Atlantic. Well, officials of the National Weather Service say they're forecasting severe weather and flash flooding to become major threats to much of Iowa this upcoming Tuesday into Wednesday morning. A combination of much higher than usual amount of available moisture plus very strong wind shear will lead to potentially strong to severe thunderstorms, capable of producing damaging winds, large hail, and tornadoes. That'll occur primarily Tuesday evening into early Wednesday morning. So you want to make sure you have your warning information near your bed before you go to sleep tomorrow night. Several inches of rainfall are also possible by and during the Wednesday morning commute, and that could lead to flash flooding in flood-prone areas. News time is 8:02.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Store in Atlantic, your locally owned Dish retailer, and we want to show you the new mobile technology available exclusively from Dish. The Hopper brings possibilities to more devices than ever before. You already know with the Hopper, you can record up to 6 shows at once, so no more fighting over who gets to record their favorite show. And you can instantly skip commercials in recorded primetime television. But it gets better. Now you can watch all of your live and recorded TV anywhere. The Hopper transfer feature lets you transfer many of your DVR recordings to your iPad and watch them anywhere, even without internet connection. This is entertainment to you on your terms, giving you complete control over when, where, and how you watch TV. The Hopper from Dish. Watch everything and go anywhere. Come try it out at the TV Store, your Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032. Commercial skip feature only available for playback the next day of selected primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, and must be enabled by the customer. Dish Anywhere requires internet and compatible mobile device. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Well, with the warmer weather that comes along with summer, so do door-to-door solicitors. And while many operate fairly and honestly, there are ways to spot those who are simply looking for a quick buck. One red flag would be the asphalt firm that says it has extra asphalt left over from another job and they can do the work right away for you for a minimal cost. Dan Hendrickson of the Better Business Bureau says professional contractors know that with great accuracy how much material they need for a project.
So if a company comes to your door and says, hey, we got a bunch of leftover asphalt, chances are it's a company that is kind of flying by the seat of their pants or maybe doesn't really know what they're doing, because in many cases like this, we hear from customers who agree to work with them and then come back and say, well, the work is horrible, they charged me way more than they said they would, and now I don't know how to find them.
Hendrickson says when dealing with a door-to-door solicitor, always ask for identification, verify the company and that the individual works for them, and inquire about their licensing. He also cautions to be wary of high-pressure sales tactics. He explains that any paperwork that's signed could be construed as a contract.
Even if they just say, well, this will just kind of get us started to check out your roof. In some cases, we've had complaints where people say, well, now suddenly they're saying that's a contract. And in some cases, it actually is a contract. So at that point, then people have a headache on their hands to try and straighten out.
He also reminds you that it is your house, so if you don't like where the sales pitch is going, take a step back and close the door. Summer is a peak road construction time in Iowa, and work is underway on dozens of projects, but questions about whether federal money will continue to flow has state officials concerned. The Federal Highway Fund gets most of its money from federal fuel taxes, but revenue has fallen in recent years as motorists drive less and cars become more efficient, reducing the amount of fuel that's needed. Congress in recent years has transferred billions of dollars from the general fund to keep projects going on the roads. This highway fund needs a $10 billion infusion to remain solvent this year and $8 billion just to get it through next year. Money is needed by July, or federal reimbursements to states will be cut back, forcing states to come up with money or curtail construction projects. A small group of young adults is hard at work in a few of Iowa's state parks again this summer. The AmeriCorps Trails crew, comprised of 11 current undergraduates or recent college graduates, is working with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources staff on several projects. Whitney Davis, Trails Program Coordinator for the DNR, says the AmeriCorps employees are paid a modest living stipend for some very difficult and dirty but ultimately rewarding work.
We pride ourselves on using a lot of hand tools and manual labor to accomplish things that, you know, if we were to bring in a contractor, you know, might be done with a machine. We do have machines of our own that we use as well. The summer crew isn't usually on those. But, you know, we can finesse things a lot better by hand.
The crew has moved into Springbrook State Park near Guthrie Center as they work to stabilize a trail surrounding a lake and bring back a pathway from the trail up a hill to the park.
There are railroad-type stairs that go up to it. Well, they haven't been used for quite some time, and they're in disrepair. So the trail crew is refurbishing that staircase. It's pretty long and takes you up to a nice picnic area.
Other projects on the trail crew's agenda this summer include improvements to equestrian trails within the Lake of Three Fires State Park in Bedford and work in Bellevue State Park along the Mississippi River.
And we're going to be building some single-track trail over there.
The workers are also scheduled to attend the 5th Annual Iowa Trail Summit in Cedar Falls. That features more than 20 panelists speaking about the future of Iowa's trails. Last year, according to Davis, the trail crew's most significant projects took place at Brushy Creek State Park, Bellevue State Park, and Stone State Park. Well, Mason City is reexamining its rules for RVs after one couple had trouble complying even after investing $3,000 in a concrete pad for their RV. Gary and Sandy Husinga tried to follow the city's rules for parking their camper, but kept getting notices from the city anyway. First, the couple was told their RV couldn't be parked on the grass, so they invested in a new parking area for it. And then they were told the RV couldn't extend beyond their house. So the city council asked the zoning department to re-examine its rules for RV parking, but it's not clear whether that will help the Husingas or not. An 18-year-old Jessup man has been hospitalized after being shot following a coyote hunting episode in northeast Iowa. The Black Hawk County Sheriff's Office said Alex Bratton was one of four people who'd been hunting and had returned to a residence southeast of Hudson on Saturday night. A news release said that one of the four pointed a shotgun in his direction and the gun went off. Bratton was hit in the right shoulder. He was taken to Covenant Medical Center in Waterloo and then transferred to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. The wound is not considered to be life-threatening, and the shooting is under investigation. Well, Sioux City officials are hoping a foreclosure sale this summer of a Sioux City hotel and convention center will get a buyer willing to make major renovations to the troubled downtown property. The Sioux City Journal reports that the 10-story hotel is set to be auctioned off at a Woodbury County Sheriff's sale on July the 15th. Proceeds from the sale will help to satisfy more than $5.2 million judgment a court awarded May the 2nd to the Illinois bank that foreclosed on the property. The judgment for First Bank and Trust of Company of Illinois is against two of the hotel's former owners. The sheriff's sale comes after several failed attempts by a national real estate broker to find a broker. And finally, in area news and regional news, an Iowa man is dead after either falling or jumping overboard from a Missouri State Highway Patrol boat that was transporting him from the Lake of Ozarks on suspicion of boating while intoxicated. Patrol says 20-year-old Brandon Ellingson of Clive stood up on the moving vessel before going into the water at around 5:23 p.m. Saturday. A patrol dive team recovered his body at around 11:30 a.m. Sunday. Ellingson was currently attending Arizona State University. According to the school's online directory, he had been enrolled as a business student. The Sigma Chi fraternity's Arizona-based chapter said on its Facebook page Sunday that Ellingson had been a member since 2012, and they asked for prayers for his family. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, this morning President Obama is rolling out a plan to cut carbon emissions, the chief gas linked to global warming. Obama wants to cut CO2 emissions from power plants by 26% by the year 2020 and 30% by 2030. Power plants are the largest source of greenhouse gases in the U.S., accounting for about a third of annual emissions. Afghanistan's foreign ministry is criticizing the U.S. for swapping Taliban prisoners at Guantanamo Bay to secure the release of Army Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl, who was taken captive by the Taliban in Afghanistan 5 years ago. The foreign ministry said the swap, quote, is against the norms of international law if it was done against the will of the five imprisoned Taliban detainees. The detainees left Guantanamo Saturday aboard a U.S. military aircraft flying to Qatar, which served as the go-between in the negotiation process. First Lady Michelle Obama is traveling to Rhode Island today to participate in a keel-laying ceremony for a submarine that will become the USS Illinois. She's scheduled to speak this afternoon at Electric Boats Manufacturing Plant in North Kingstown to mark the start of construction on the 13th Virginia-class submarine. The First Lady is the ship's sponsor. In the Navy tradition, she's expected to write her initials on a metal plate, which will then be made permanent by a welder and later mounted onto the sub. And doctors are reporting their first success using immune therapy against cervical cancer. In a pilot study at the National Cancer Institute, the tumors of 2 out of 9 women completely disappeared, and those women have stayed cancer-free for more than a year. The treatment involves sampling a woman's tumor and isolating special immune system cells that were attacking it, multiplying them in the lab, and then giving them back to the patient in a one-time infusion. The results are being reported today at a cancer conference in Chicago. News time is 8:11.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Store Online, your locally owned Dish retailer, and we want to show you the new mobile technology available exclusively from Dish. The Hopper brings possibilities to more devices than ever before. You already know with the Hopper, you can record up to 6 shows at once, so no more fighting over who gets to record their favorite show, and you can instantly skip commercials in recorded primetime television. But it gets better. Now you can watch all of your live and recorded TV anywhere. The Hopper transfer feature lets you transfer many of your DVR recordings to your iPad and watch them anywhere, even without internet connection. This is entertainment to you on your terms, giving you complete control over when, where, and how you watch TV. The Hopper from Dish. Watch everything and go anywhere. Come try it out at the TV Store, your Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032. Commercial skip feature only available for playback the next day of selected primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, and must be enabled by the customer. Dish Anywhere requires internet and compatible mobile device. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Millie Eskov, age 91, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Millie Eskov will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Helen Ludwig, age 93, of Earlham, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Helen Ludwig will be today at 10:30 at the Earlham Friends Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Opal Birch, age 93, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Opal Birch will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dennis Othout, age 68, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dennis Othout will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Scott C. Peterson, age 37, of Omaha, died Thursday. Services for Scott Peterson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Bethany Lutheran Church in Elkhorn, Nebraska. The Heafy Hoffman Dwarick Cutler Funeral Home in Omaha has the arrangements. Patricia Schmidt, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at CCMH. Memorial services for Patricia Schmidt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jesse Leeper, age 97, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Jesse Leeper will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Nancy Young of Oakland died of age 77 of Oakland, that is, died May the 7th. Memorial services for Nancy Young will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Regan V. Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Eldo Meyer, age 96, of Weslaco, Texas, and formerly of Lincoln, Nebraska, and Atlantic, died Saturday. Graveside services with full military honors for Eldo Meyer will be on June the 20th at 9 a.m., followed by a Celebration of Life memorial service at 10 a.m. at the Lincoln Memorial Funeral Home in Lincoln, Nebraska. Keir Christensen, age 88, of Kimbleton, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for Keir Christensen are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Doris Lindemann, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Doris Lindemann are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Norma Shields, age 91, of Messina, died Sunday at Corning Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Norma Shields are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Art Wheelock, age 75, of Anita, died Sunday. Services for Art Wheelock are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Max Hummel, age 96, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday. Services for Max Hummel are pending at the Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland. And Howard Hoover, age 66, of Fontenelle, the husband of Claudia Stutzman, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Howard Hoover are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.